Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to Complex Problem, Council Takes Aim at Chronic Homelessness, published May 17, and Council Paints Stark Picture Around Need for Homelessness Plan, published May 18, and Good First Step? City's New Homelessness Plan draws mixed reviews, published May 19. The recent changes proposed and passed by Barry City Council are purported to reduce homelessness, encourage the disenfranchised to seek help at local city agencies seems on the surface to be a thoughtful, empathetic approach to eliminating the growing homelessness situation in Barry. In reality, the proposals put forth are, at best, a poorly implemented, short-sighted approach to dealing with the problems Barry faces with growing poverty. At worst, the proposals are an attempt to reduce the visibility of some unfortunate individuals, eliminate their existence in the public's eye, and sweep these very complex societal issues to the wayside. Looking over the proposals, one cannot help but being struck by the obvious NIMBY, not in my backyard, associations. Not allowing tents for the homeless was addressed by the Ontario Supreme Court on January 27, 2023, and the result was that it is indeed unconstitutional to disallow shelter on public property if housing cannot be found. Barry has a chronic lack of not just affordable housing, but housing units in general. In a January 2022 enumeration in Simcoe count, there were 722 individuals deemed homeless, with half being in Barry. There are no dwellings for the homeless to reside. Panhandling, now being outlawed by Barry Council, is, for some people, the only source of extra income for a growing group of Barry residents. With Ontario Works capped at $733 per month, it is very obvious that expenditures will far outweigh the benefits. Council recommends funneling handouts to various Barry charities, including the Food Bank and the Busby Centre. Worthy charities indeed, but they require major donations from government and local business, not the loony or toony one is likely give to a disadvantaged person at an intersection. The laws passed by Barry Council are merely cosmetic and a poor attempt to solve the problem. Let's be frank, the laws were passed to appease Barry residents who see homeless people as aesthetically unpleasant and bothersome. They have the right to their opinions, but do not infringe on my right to help marginal people in any way I see fit, be it passing out change or food or even just comforting these worthy but unfortunate people. David Brown, Barry.